Blog Talk Radio.
Got a mismatch. Walker on McGee with four.
Don't. It feels good, man. Well, for people who are new to us, my name is Jarrell Leeper. They call me Dab Jarrell. In the words of Kid Cudi, call me whatever you want to call me as long as you call me. And then my co-host, my brother since 10th grade.
Yeah, man.
In class, Bobby G, man, what's poppin'?
What's good, man?
Man, I'm chilling, man. A super long, crazy, hectic day at work. Just anything that went wrong. But hey, man, you got to
keep it. Man.
And my motto for the news industry is, you know, roll with the punches, man. So yeah,
hey, man, you got to.
Life is good. How about you, man? You back at A&T?
Yeah, man. You know.
I was like back in the 336 one time, man.
I told people straight up, I was like, man, this semester is going to be different because, you know, a lot of us graduated, you know, a lot of squad graduated. So it's like, you know, it's weird. Like, I don't feel like my juices are flowing. This weekend, we're going to get them flowing, you know, me, Dom, and them, Coolin, Troy, and them, what's up? But, so I'm just trying, it's first week back. I'm getting in the saddle, you know, finding out where all my classes are, trying to get to them on time. Starting next week, I will be in all my classes on time. You know, for all my teachers. I'm not gonna be in no front row or nothing, but I'll be there on time. You know, showing off in class like I always do. One of my teachers already don't be liking me because she put the problems on the board. I did them joints about 1 minute, and I didn't go up there and put the answers on the board because I ain't feel like it. But you know. We'll see how that goes.
What's your quote that you always tell me? When you're nice.
You're nice. Like, I'm sorry that I was like, I'm born this way, man, you know? Blame my pops.
I feel that. But yeah, we got an interesting show today. You know, our episode is different. Usually we try to do with the number. This is our 14th episode. 14th.
Yeah, man. Like, I feel like we've been away from the game so long.
Right, you know, people don't realize we're quietly doing something special.
Yeah.
Right now. We about to drop some photos. You know, shout out.
Yeah.
Our homeboy, you know, much love. When they see these photos, how crisp.
Come on, you already got a caption for one of the pics, man. I'm hyped, bro. You see, you know how, like, usually the podcast starts off and it's like, you come out there, you like Russell Westbrook. You like driving it, and I'm like KD coolly dropping 30. Like, you know, let me just put my input. These picks got me hyped, B.
Oh, definitely. You know? Like, there's one pick amazing. I'm just like, dog, I look really good in this picture. Like, I don't care. I can't wait till I get the hard eye emoji from these beautiful followers I have. Yeah. Thank you. So you already know it. And I got the Kango. Hey, my new nickname
Kango
is Kango
Kid.
I got to rock.
Tell people, man.
Kango Kid. But, you know, we going to get to that. And we're going to drop the photos after the episode.
Yeah, man.
We got to do it that way. You know, we're going to drop bombs on them. And then we also working on something bigger. When we get to that point, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you will know.
Yeah, this is
because it's like it's a new start, but also our topics are different. Like, let's go down the topic. I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to talk about what would you do for $1.5 billion? And the reason I say that, if you weren't under a rock, you obviously know the lottery reached $1.5 billion. And everyone's willing to do any and everything. And then we saw this controversial tweet that we're going to bring up later. We're also going to talk Friday, so we got to talk sports, football, the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
We're not really positioning our Redskins, man. That's
why we're not even talking about that.
We also going to talk top 10 at each position in the NBA because ESPN's been doing these lists. And they've been very.
Yeah, we got to speak on this.
What's the word? Blasphemous, unbelievable. Yeah, there's a lot of
ridiculous.
So we're going to get into that. Then we're also going to mention some social issues. You know, I don't even want to say
of course,
it. And then to wrap it all off, wait. Am I forgetting something? I think you have a subject you want to go off on.
When it's about the NBA, this all-star voting thing, I've been wanting to say something about this for a while. But, you know, now we got the platform, 1,000 Jumpers. I'm going to say my piece. And then keep it moving. You know, get this off my chest.
All right. And then before we get up out of here, I got a song to play, my man Tito. We couldn't use it for our film Standards. It's award-winning, by the way. Hashtag Standards the Movie.
Shout out to Standards the Movie. That's
make
dope.
You know who's winning.
Right? Like, shout out to me. Like, Drell will tell you, if I don't like what you put out, I don't care if I've known you for 20 years. I'm like, bro, it's garbage. Stop wasting my time. I ain't one of the people that sugarcoat for your feelings, really. But that movie was dope. Like, yo, I'm excited for future projects to put out.
Oh, definitely. It's only going to get better. So one of the songs that did make the soundtrack, my man Tino, and he cool with a lot of my Riley homies. I'm going to get some individual shout-outs for the end of the podcast. You know, and play that song. And also, I'm not in school anymore. Rob's still in school. But we're going to end it on a music note, like the most impactful albums or mixtapes throughout our music experience. So it's a fun-filled show today. So first and foremost, Rob's on Twitter. And Rob always in the timeline trolling and stuff. But he was just like,
sometimes.
So I'm like, oh, let me read it, you know. And it was just like, Would you give head to a man? This is for guys only. Would you give head to another man for 3 minutes for $900 million? That at the time, that's what the lottery was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no. And they did the poll because they put that poll. 67% said yes. And in the comments, was just like, bro, people would really give head for 3 minutes for $900 million.
Yeah.
Do for money, but I'm a proper person. I know it's one of the seven deadly sins. I ain't doing that, yo.
So you think that's a pride issue more than anything?
Funny, you're funny. You really funny. I'm not doing that.
Right.
I
would never do that.
What's the crazy?
I would
thing
never do that.
How much money?
The craziest thing I would do for that much money?
Yeah, what's the craziest thing you would do for that much money?
I don't even see. This is, my morals are different than the average person. Like, I've seen different things than other people, and I've always lived my life with the kind of a mantra that, even if I have to go through certain experiences, if it helps everybody around me that I care about, if I got to put in work in the quote-unquote street terms so that everybody in my life will have a good life, you know, be secure and things, I will be
right.
willing to do that. So somebody could die for $900 million. If somebody was like, yo, bro, I'll give you $900 million to go kill that dude. Now, it has to be somebody, like, I don't know, man. You might. It depends on the day, but somebody might lose their life if someone had $900 million cash in front of me.
That's just crazy. I'm just like, and people say, what if, you know, you never know what you're going to do until you're put in a situation like that. Like, if I was getting $900 million, so my grandkids, my great-grandkids going to be straight.
Hey, that's generational wealth.
But what's the craziest thing? All right, I'm going to just start random thoughts in my head and just fire away. Would you street down your block for $900 million?
Easy. Everybody in my neighborhood knows me. They know. They're like, yo, what the hell is Rob doing? And I'd be like, well, I'm about to get rich. And they would laugh and try to clown me. And then when I come back driving a Rolls Royce with no license, they're going to hate me. And they're like, man, I could have did that. I actually go to the gym. I might have looked better doing it. That's how the response would be.
I'm trying to see what else. I see there's streaking. You already said you would kill someone. And I already know you robbed someone. That's nothing. Your name is Rob. It's in
you. Come on, man. Well, I robbed someone. I grew up robbing people. You know, not like on some stick up kid, but like I would rob stores. You know,
he met me and I changed his life for the better cause, if you want to take it that way.
That was weird, man. That was weird.
No,
okay, let me put this out there in the air, okay? I was a civilized kid, okay? I just understood economics before everybody else did. So I knew stealing something from Walmart wasn't going to really affect Walmart's business. You know, I wasn't robbing mom and pop stores. But if you were a big business, yes, I was jacking you because you had no real reason to have all that candy.
I disagree with you on that. But, I mean, we're raised differently. We're definitely raised differently. I'm still trying to figure out what I would do. What's the crazy thing I would do? 100 million. Or even 1.5 billion. Like, I'm a billionaire. You know what people would do, like.
Hey, I want to see this. Would you slap your father in the face twice in a row? You have to go hard. Like, slap the hell out of him.
For 1.5 billion?
Yes.
Yes.
Whew.
I was but 1.5 billion?
Ooh, man. But he can't know. Like, you can't be like, yo, they're going to give me $1.5 billion to slap you. You just got to roll up to him out the blue and say, what's up, Pops? And slap him twice. And, like, slap him hard. And before he can recover, slap him again.
Okay, I would tell my brother to be on standby. So when I do it before he attacks, I'm like, wait, Dad, we're rich. It doesn't matter. And then there's no way I'm doing that and expect to live. That's not a smart move for me.
Right.
Would you do it?
No, my dad's fat. Anybody who knows my pops knows he's fat, but he's hella quick. So like, if I ever raise my hand to slap him, I think by instinct he'd jab me in the face, and I wouldn't get up. You know, I've been punched by my dad before. It never ended well for me, so. No.
Man, that's
we'll be no more thousand jumpers.
Yeah, it'd be me. I'd be like, so guys, you know, RP Rob every episode.
Right.
We miss you, homie. Yeah, that's wild. But yeah, I had to get your perspective on that. I'm like, man, that's podcasting terrible. I saw that tweet. People really like,
yeah, man.
Yeah, man. And if you don't do it, you gay. And I'm like, what? Like,
what? That's like a moral. That's a moral issue to me. Like, if I have a certain principle, like, say I don't hit old women in the face. You know,
right.
I don't. You know, I don't do that in my real life. But it's like, say that's like one of my steadfast principles. Like, you know what? I will not punch an old lady in the face. And if someone's like, well, I got $1.5 billion. Would you punch her in the face now? And it's like, to that point, it's like, I feel like the moment you break a principle, especially one that you really feel serious about, which me sucking the man, you know, whatever, I really feel serious about never doing. So, like, the moment you break that, I mean, it's the downward spiral. You're going through the rabbit hole. Like, what, now there's a price on everything. Like, if someone puts enough money or gives you an opportunity, you're willing to do anything the moment you break a real steadfast principle for some money.
I couldn't have said any better, Rob. And with that, we're going to move on. Hey, shout out to people who deal with money. No, I found out at work. They said the person in Cali, right? imagine you wouldn't do this. You're not that obnoxious. But, like, it was this nurse who thought she won, and, you know, the news came. They came to her job. It was like, yo, like, she deserves it. And come to find out, her son had played a prank on her and told her they won and really believed it. She really believed that they won. In actuality, she didn't. I was like, can you imagine being told?
Is the child still alive?
Well, unless something happened in the past couple hours.
If my kid did that to me, I don't have one, but if I was, if I did and they did that, I mean, there's not too many things in life that cause certain death, but that's one of them.
I'm going to keep that in mind.
We won the lottery. Wow. And then, I got you. He's like, you're dead. Like, what? Because you know me, if I think I won the lottery, man, I'm cussing out the boss. I'm cussing people out just for the heck of it. So.
And it felt like this one dude in Jersey actually quit his job because he thought he won the lottery. And
hey, like, you got to be sure of these things before you jump out the window. Like, I'm the dude who's like, I'll look at the numbers, and they'll match, and I'll still be staring at the TV for like 2 hours. Like, yo, let me make sure that these are the exact numbers. Like, maybe I became dyslexic in the last 10 minutes. I'll call everybody, like, yo, read these numbers for me. And then, but I won't tell them. You know, I hopefully they didn't see the numbers in the drawing. I'll be like, yo, read these numbers. They're like, yeah, you got it. You mean those are the right numbers? I'm like, yes. Now get out of my house. And then I'd go into hiding until I could turn the ticket in. But, yeah, though, you got to be sure about those things.
Definitely. But not as that is, over and done with all the hoopla. Mm-hmm. We all go back to our normal lives. Everyone was buying tickets. I mean, everywhere. It was like, it was lottery mafia, mania, whatever you want to call it. But, let's get it Friday. Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Football. It's an unfortunate loss. We're not even going to mention that.
No.
Nope. Mention other teams. Nope.
Shout out to the 49ers. They hired Chip Kelly. And, like, in all reality, if they keep Kaepernick, watch out for the 49ers offense. Because all I said last year was if the Eagles had an athletic quarterback who was durable, Chip Kelly's offense would be ridiculous. You remember with Vic, like, the only problem with Vic is he's not durable.
You're right.
So the moment he got hit, he went down. Like, Kaepernick could hit all the time, and he's just going to get back up. He still can't throw like that.
But the thing
accurately.
Is the weapon. You need the quarterback and the weapons. Like, the Eagles were literally the perfect team for Chip Kelly. You had Mike Vick, LeSean McCoy. You had DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin. You had Celek. Your defense was good. It was like, they could do this. And then you just traded everyone away. And for that, we are thankful for DeSean Jackson.
Oh, of course, thank you. The Eagles, it was kind of like, it was they repaid us for, the McNabb crap that happened to us. You got us. You caught us slipping with the McNabb trade. We got this on. So, thank you.
Life is good.
But, yeah. Playoffs, man, the playoffs aren't even interesting anymore.
Well, I mean, of course, not interesting. Your team ain't. Like, our team, I said your team, like,
it's no, good. I mean, like, even when, like, we're Redskins fans. It's not like we're in the playoffs every year anyway. So,
right.
I'm still interested to a certain extent. But when I look at the games, like, look, Broncos versus the Steelers. It's not interesting. Peyton Manning isn't Peyton Manning anymore.
Right.
Half the Steelers don't seem to be playing.
Yeah, Tony Brown's not playing. D'Angelo Williams isn't playing. Big Ben's going to be a shell of himself.
Exactly, like, literally. I don't want to see that. Come on, really? And then the Chiefs. Alex Smith is cool, but they, as long as they don't have Jamal Charles, I'm never excited to watch them play.
Agreed.
And we all know what the Patriots are going to do. They've been doing the same thing for forever, and I do not think the Chiefs are going to push them into a position where we get to see Tom Brady miracle, and that's the only reason why I watch the Patriots, so I can see Brady pull something crazy. So
we're not going to see Teflon Tom.
No, I mean, he's going to win, but it's not going to be tough. So, I mean, and then the NFC side.
Yeah, on the NFC, you got the Packers and the Cardinals, but, you know, just 3 weeks ago, that was a debacle, and that's not an exciting playoff.
Exactly.
Game.
Like what's happened in the last few weeks that makes you say, I think that the Cardinals, I mean, I think the Packers can beat the Cardinals now because they beat the Redskins? Oh, because they barely beat us until we literally, the game was close, we were winning, and then we just couldn't move the ball? Newsflash. Carson Palmer isn't Kirk Cousins, okay? Defense that mauled the Packers before are going to maul them again, and then they're going to air the ball out, and the Cardinals will win again.
You're right.
You know, and then who is the Panthers and?
It's yeah, Panthers in Seattle and the Seahawks. That's the only game that really matters.
Yeah, that's an interesting game. Lynch is supposed to be playing, right? Yeah, I heard. He said he's ready. That's what I heard. I'm not sure.
It's going to be difficult. You know, it's going to be a lot of trash talking. This is what we want. Must-see TV.
I think it's in Carolina, right, obviously?
Yeah, it's in Carolina.
I think the Panthers win because I think Cam is better than Russell Wilson.
I do, too. But I also think that, you know, the football season has been weird. You know, as you know, the Seahawks shouldn't even be in it. Blair Walsh missed one of the easiest field goals we'll ever see.
Yeah, the chip shot was ridiculous. Yeah.
So I think it's going to come down to Baldwin versus Norman. And will Norman make the big play? Now,
I mean, Baldwin's not a good receiver.
Say yes, but you never know.
When you look at the Panthers defense, though, they've got enough speed to get Wilson. So most of Baldwin's plays, I'm never going to say Wilson is as bad as Tim Tebow. But you remember a lot of the big plays that Tim Tebow had wasn't because it was a hike. Oh, the receiver got open. It was because he was running around and the defense couldn't get him down. So then after a while, the receiver just in the secondary to. Corner forgets about him, the safety maybe runs up to the line to get Tebow, and he throws a 50-yard pass. That looked like Doug Baldwin's, you know, touchdown catches or big catches for the last few weeks. It was horrible-looking play. Wilson does some stupid magic. Ooh, look at me, dance, dance. And then Baldwin gets open, which, you know, salute to him, keeps his eye on the ball, gets open, and then it's a big play. I'm not sure Wilson's going to be able to tap dance around the Panthers' defense. They got a strong up front, so they can push that line back. You know, Kuechly is a monster. He's going to be on there trying to, you know, snipe them every play. It's like, I don't know. And then you're getting one of the best corners in the league this year, Josh Norman, against Doug Baldwin. It's like, I don't see him getting off.
I don't see him getting off, but the way this season has been, it's been a weird year, dog.
Yeah.
Weird season.
I mean, hey, we won our division. If that
You're
doesn't
right.
tell you it's weird, I mean, I don't know what.
Me and everything is possible. With that being said, that's the only attractive matchup. Like, if the Packers of last week shows up, then the Arizona game is up. Like, basically, Sunday is going to be live, and then Saturday is going to be whack. Because the NFC is better than the AFC. The NFC is winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, of course. I mean.
That's just my opinion. Okay. Like, I'm looking at it. And it does feel weird. It's just like there's no strong team.
Uh-huh.
You see a Seattle, and you're like, ooh, they're nice. You see Arizona, like, ooh, they're nice. You see Carolina, and you're like, okay, cool. Those are the only three in the NFC. And AFC is like, yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, okay, that's cool.
Yep.
I just felt like it was time to win again. Who are the best, you know, point blank period?
And, you know, I think, like I said, I think the Patriots are kind of like any team with LeBron. Like, they have Tom Brady. 9 times out of 10, they're making it to the AFC Championship, and a lot of times they're going to make it to the Super Bowl. It's like, it's usually a cakewalk.
Made it to the AFC Championship game 9 times.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Like, the Patriots didn't reach people like, how does he win these Super Bowls? One, he's a very good quarterback, great quarterback. Two, he's not battle-tested in the playoffs. There's hardly any physical team that goes in there and roughs up the Patriots every year, you know? While when you look at the NFC, all six teams that make the playoffs can win the NFC championship. And it just looks like, characteristically, that the NFC football has always been tougher, at least when you know, the years I've been alive, has always been tougher, you know, more physical. And, I mean, when you got to fight through that every year, that's why you don't see the same way Western Conference. You don't see, you know, the Spurs don't win every year back-to-back-to-back-to-back. Because you're not going to get through that 5-6 years in a row. They win, but, you know.
Speaking of truth, like, it's good to see you speak that truth. I'm like, all right, I can fall back. But you're right. NFC, you look at historically, you want to look at, like, the 80s and 90s. The NFC won the Super Bowl 13 years in a row. 13 years in a row.
Like, that's crazy.
13 years in a row. From 84 to 97, won the Super Bowl. Every year. That's ridiculous.
Like,
you know, the Rams are a part of it, by the way, for Giannis 1-8. But, yeah, like, 13 years, 20 and the reason, like, the AFC has been dominant in the 2000s is Brady and Manning.
So that, I think the rules were changed for the AFC, so to speak. You know, it's a passing league now. I mean, if you look at it historically, most of the great running backs have come from the NFC.
Walter, Barry, Marshall.
Falk, John Riggins, Emmitt Smith, you know, Tony Dorsett.
Eric Dickerson.
Exactly.
All that good stuff. So I agree. Now it's past league, and you see the results. But, you know, at the end of the day, any given Sunday, any team can win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you ask me my picks, I got Denver winning.
Mm-hmm.
I have New England winning. New England's games have been close than people think. I have Arizona winning, although I'm still rooting for my man Aaron Rodgers, my favorite quarterback, you know, all day, every day. And I'm rooting for the Panthers. I got the Panthers winning in a close game. It's going to be close. It's going to be nobody to finish. It's going to be
close. I mean, this is the year of the rematches. I mean, I think, like I said, the Patriots and the Broncos are going to win. We're going to get Manning and Brady one more time. I think the Cardinals and the Panthers are going to win. We all remember the last time they played in the playoffs when Jake DeLome lost his life, you know, on the field. He was throwing me picks, and I wasn't even in the game. You know, somewhere. I think, like you said, there's going to be a rematch of that. I do think the Panthers pull out against the Cardinals this time because – Cam is special, and he makes plays, and I think he's going to be able to do just enough to win. Tom Brady is going to decimate.
There's no Tyron Matthew.
Yeah.
Having him off of the season is huge for the defense. Like,
exactly.
But
of course,
it's huge for someone like a Cam because he's the perfect QB spy. That's how they're beating the Seahawks. It's like, yo, Russ can't run because Tyron Matthews right there.
He just come up, boom.
And if you throw a deep ball, Tyron Matthews right there.
He's got
so
hands.
He's really the ultimate. He's the difference maker in making the Cardinals a Super Bowl team, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, you know, the people will see him, and they'll go back to this podcast and be like, man, Terrell was hitting gems as usual. I'll be like, yep. And it is what it is. You already know, man. But, yo, we got to talk about these NBA top 10 positions. ESPN lists Steph Curry, the fourth greatest point guard ever.
Of all time.
Ever?
Like, that's stupid. Like, I'm not even, like, you got to try to sugarcoat it and say, you know, that's, I can see that's just stupid. Look at his accolades. What, you been two-time All-Star? What? He won the MVP, and then it's, you know, oh, crazy. You know, oh, snap, look at him. Didn't even get the MVP of the finals, which, maybe, you know, I feel like he should have, but he didn't get it, so it don't matter. Like, come on, man. Top four of all time. What kind of ridiculous crap is that?
Like, for those who may not know the list, let's actually read the list.
Oh, man, let's get into it.
Let me load this up real quick. I mean, top 10 of all time. Like, that's crazy that Steph Curry, they made him number four. All right, let's go with it. Number one, for those who think, you know, ESPN hasn't smoked those type of drugs, it's Magic Johnson. Number two, the Big O, Oscar Robertson. Number three, my main man, John Stockton. If you know me, you know I love John Stockton. That's another story. Four is Steph Curry. That's question mark number one. Five is Isaiah Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Six is Chris Paul. Seven is Steve Nash. Eight is Kidd. Nine is Walt Frazier. And 10 is Bob Cousy. I don't really agree with this list.
I want to slap somebody.
I don't know if Walt Frazier's the top 10 point guard. One. Two.
I mean, Walt Frazier got buckets, and, you know, I don't have any problem with Walt Frazier.
Or if anything, he's 10. We'll touch that later. How is Steve Nash ahead of Jason Kidd?
Nash can shoot. I'm a Nash fan. You know, people give him flack. He does have two MVPs. But, one, he never won the title, and, two, he never led his team to the finals. And he's had stacked teams, you know, very talented teams.
Absolutely.
So, like that's what I don't get. Jason Kidd led the Nets to, was it two straight finals?
Two straight finals appearances.
How? That Nets team was garbage. Everybody talks about the 76ers team, but at least they had Dikembe, who was Defensive Player of the Year, and Aaron McKee, who was a sixth man. You can't name me anybody on that Nets team that was worth anything other than maybe Kenyon Martin, and that's only because, you know, Kenyon Martin's one of my favorite players to watch when I was growing up.
Kenyon Martin, Richard Jefferson.
Come on, man, what? Kerry Kittles was garbage.
Jason Collins.
Leave. Just what? Like, you look at that team, you're just like, man, like, when I say garbage, everything I say is relative to the NBA standards. Yes, if Kerry Killers played me to this day, he'd give me buckets. Ooh, you want a cookie? I bet you I can find something I do better than these people. But that's not the point here. But, like, he is a – come on. You name top 50 shooting guards. Kerry Killers don't even scrape the list.
Top 100?
Maybe. It gets debatable then.
Kidd would be number three.
Exactly.
I would put Kidd ahead of everyone else. Well, not everyone else, but Kidd would be three. John Stock is my man, so I'll put him number four. And honestly, would you put Chris Paul ahead of Steve Nash?
Yes. Chris Paul. Look, me, the way I do my list is, yes, I take in accolades. You know, I do take in accolades. I take in consideration the teams you had and the success you had with said teams. But I also take in consideration of the player you were, actually, like matching skill for skill. And Chris Paul is skill for skill better than Steve Nash. Both amazing passers. I think crafty-wise, you could say Steve Nash edges them in, you know, creativity, you know, craftiness with the pass, but they're both amazing.
You just look at that conference,
honestly. Exactly. But it's still close. And defense, he watches Steve Nash. I always respected Steve Nash because he gave it his all on defense. It was just one of those things where it's like a fat kid trying to beat you in a race.
It is
like
man.
I respect him for running hard, but he just didn't have the talent to. Like, he's not matching up defensively against these people. But he tried. You know, but come on. Chris Paul is light years ahead of him in defense. And scoring, he could shoot. Steve Nash could shoot. But the volume of scoring that Chris Paul can put up, like, you know, Steve Nash getting like 17 a game in his prime. You know, Chris Paul's getting 19. So even he scores a little better than him. So it's like, come on, you can't put him over there. Like, that's crazy. Like, and then, like, you, maybe I feel disrespect the older people. And when I say older people, I mean in the 60s, you know, like the Bob Cousy's, the Bill Russell's, the Wilt champ. Like, okay, I respect Wilt. He scored 100 points regardless. He scored 100 points. I respect Big O because I used to say, man, anybody can get triple-double. But when you realize no one else but him was getting the triple-doubles, you obviously realize that everybody couldn't get them. But when you look at some of those tapes, they're dribbling with one hand with their head down. Come on, man. You're not about to come. Bob Cousy, he won titles. Ooh, so you give me an eight-team league, and you have a stacked team, you know, eight Hall of Famers, and you're like, I won titles. Ooh, you want a cookie? You're not about to tell me Bob Cousy is better than Gary Payton. What? You put them two in there trying to on the court together. Bob Cousy wouldn't score 5 points.
People
realize Gary Payton? Gary Payton's the best defensive point guard of all time.
Yeah, I agree.
What?
I said I agree. Calm down.
Oh, I'm like, come on, man. Like, this is crazy.
Honestly, Tim Hardaway would be on my list.
Tim Hardaway? What did he do?
What do you mean, what did he do?
I put Steph Curry over Tim Hardaway.
I didn't say Tim Hardaway was number one. I'm just saying top 10. At least
top 10 most exciting to watch? Yeah, his crossover was amazing. But his teams were historically not great. I mean, Run CMC was dope, but they didn't win. You know, they weren't cooking. You know, they were the Warriors. Let's remind
you. Lost to the Knicks in the first round, and that was it.
He lost to the Knicks in the playoffs.
The Knicks made it to the finals that year. Freewell, Larry Johnson.
It's still the Knicks in the playoffs. Everybody who's ever lost to the Knicks in the playoffs, I have to look at you a little strange. But no, this the point guard list is ridiculous. Steph Curry is dope. And maybe they're grading on potential, you know, that he's already accomplished this much. But he has,
he's a point guard who shot it. He's the greatest shooter we'll ever see. Or not we'll ever see, that we've seen so far.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
He does display the elements of a true point guard. But to put him at number four.
One, he's not dominant on both sides of the field, on both sides of the court. You know, he's an average defender at best. You know,
but
he's always on the offense.
Point guards who are amazing defenders. Like, you got Chris Paul. On this list, only ones who are amazing defenders, Chris Paul.
Exactly. Gary Payton.
Frazier. Who else is in
Isaiah
amazing
Thomas
defender?
Was nice on defense.
Oh, Isaiah, definitely Isaiah.
Like, how did he get over Isaiah Thomas?
No. Oscar, maybe. Magic?
I mean, Magic was 6'9". How are you going to be that nice on defense? It's playing good people.
And then it's just like, hey, try it.
But, I mean, he's not as fast. Like someone said, you know, how would he fare in today's NBA? I mean, he dominated on offense. But on defense, he'd get worked.
Right.
But, you know, but it's just like, I mean, like I said, Steph, I respect the potential argument, but I'll always take it back. One of the people who always put this in perspective for me is Tracy McGrady. If you look at his years with the Magic, right, when he was with them, you could say T-Mac was on the path to be top 10 shooting guard of all time. Clearly.
Oh, clearly.
You know, let him get one title, maybe one title or MVP, and he's top 10 shooting guard all time. Even without that, he's top 20, definitely, right now. Top 15, maybe.
You don't think he's top 10 now?
Top 10 of all time? I mean, you can argue, I mean, skill set, yes, but accolade, I'm talking, you know, career and everything like that. But you remember that once the Magic year stopped, you know, the injury started to set in and things like that. You never know what the future holds. So I don't grade too much on potential. Like, we've seen great careers start off. Grant Hill is one of the most amazing players ever. But once those injuries hit him, it was over. And he was putting up LeBron-like numbers early.
You're right.
But you can't say.
Let me interrupt you, Rob. I'm reading this power forward list. They have Kevin Garnett as the fifth best.
What kind of blasphemous is? You're not going to tell me there's four other power forwards over him.
Other than Tim, like, who's better? They have Karl Malone, Dirk, and Charles Barkley.
I'm gonna say it like this.
Over the kid.
I'm gonna say this like this. I will never disrespect Dirk, Malone, and Barkley. But Barkley didn't play both sides of the court. Was not dominant on defense. Kevin Garnett was. Same thing with Malone. Malone had pick and roll with one of the best point guards of all time. And he scored a lot of them points like that. And on defense, he was cool. He's pretty good. But he was not dominant like Kevin Garnett was to change the whole culture of a team.
And Dirk was tall for like three-fourths of his career.
I would say Dirk is a great scorer. And his finals was one of the best final performances I've seen. So he, one of the most clutch. But he's had talented teams around him his whole career, pretty much. He did choke, you know, against the Warriors that year. That was horrifically funny.
He choked against the Heat.
I mean, he didn't choke against the Heat. Like, I mean, sometimes you lose when you lose. I mean, you can be up two games, but come on now. The Mavericks were dope, but the Heat had Shaq. There was nobody on the Mavericks that could stop Shaq. So they had to put three people on them. Please leave. Just stop.
Nice.
Guys, I'm retired from the podcast now. I love y'all, but he's obviously crazy. But like people forget that. Everybody remembers Wade going off. You know why he was going off? Because there was he was getting one-on-one matches because they had Jop and Dan Pierre in the paint. Like, no, Shaq, you can't get the ball. Why? Because every time Shaq had been in the finals before, he killed everybody. Dirk didn't. I don't hold that against Dirk losing against that team. I mean, they had a perfect team with Shaq and Wade with great role players all around. So, I mean, it is what it is. But over Garnett?
He's number five. And then they have Powell over Dennis Rodman. I know that's some controversy right there.
I don't know as much.
Well, I mean, Dennis couldn't score to save his life.
Exactly.
But
I don't think that's enough, though. I salute great people who people are great on defense. But have you ever seen someone who's only great on defense lead a team to anything? No.
Yeah,
that's what
right.
People are like, which do you value more, offense or defense? You don't win the game by getting 20 steals a game. If you got 20 steals,
that's dope.
If you can't put the ball in the hoop, that means nothing. There's been plenty of people who could put the ball in the hoop and couldn't defend that well. But their team was led. Like, even like you look at people, T-Mac wasn't great on defense. Well, first of all, T-Mac was good on defense. He just was a lockdown defender. But he was scoring points. You know, people were putting points on the board. AI was not good on defense. He gambled a lot. You know, fundamentally, he gambled a lot, took a lot of chances, had laps, but he could put the ball in the hoop. Like, Allen is one of the best defenders ever. But would I ever start a team with Tony Allen? No.
Tell him again, Rob.
Like, he just, no.
Hey, Rob, we going in on time, so we still have more time left. Talk your talk about these NBA All-Star voting. I'm going to let Rob go off. This is Rob's podcast today, guys. I'm chilling.
I mean, you look at the shooting guard list. I don't really have too much to say about the shooting guard list. But they do have AI under Clyde Drexler. And I guess because I'm a 90s baby and I saw AI play. You know, I was caught up in the AI hype. Still am. Top five of my favorite player of all time. That I don't see how Clyde Drexler is better. I mean, I'm not ignorant. I looked at the stats. He's got great stats. Boom, boom. But like I said, my criteria is, finals MVPs.
Regular MVP.
MVP. Finals MVPs, team wins, you know, all NBA selections, putting the ball in the hoop, you know, you then the rest of your stats, the row around it, how good, great you were on defense, and at the wee bottom is championships and all-star selections. Because, one, I don't value championships in the talk of solo play. Like, because there have been people, like, that have been blessed to play on teams that won titles. Like, look at Gary Payton. Like, number three in my favorite player of all time. But I'm not going to say, oh, Gary Payton's better than so-and-so because, you know, because he's got a title. He got a title with 2006 Heat. He didn't lead the Heat to the championship. He was on the roster, made some plays. He definitely made plays, but he wasn't the leader, you know, on that team. He wasn't a super key contributor. Had he not been on that team, they probably could have won anyway. Same thing, like Clyde Drexler, yeah, he won the title with Hakeem. Hakeem won the title the year before with a bunch of role players. He didn't need Clyde to do it again.
Rob, we're on the same page. But yeah, talk your talk about this all-star voting before we run out of time.
All right. See, that's the segue into it. The reason why I have all-star appearances so low on my list is because of things like Kobe Bryant votes. You're able to vote a player.
He's retired.
It doesn't matter. Look, I hate that crap. Like, oh, so-and-so is going out the league. Let's send them off. No, you earned that. Like, you know how hard I was, like, say I'm a shooting guard, right? And I played my butt off the whole first half of the year. And you know what? I lose my freaking all-star spot to some dude who's been in the league for 20 years, been able to experience the all-star game, what, 15 times? Like, come on. He don't need no more All-Star games. He's getting send-offs every freaking away game. But he needs the All-Star game, too? That's my spot?
I'm not saying Jordan.
I didn't want that either.
Jordan was cooking. But still, like, in
Jordan was getting buckets. Let's not act like Jordan was getting 12 points a game and they voted him in. Jordan was getting buckets in the first half of the year.
When you get angry, you don't listen to what I'm saying. I agree with you. Jordan was cooking. I'm just saying, like, certain people, let them get their ride off, man. You know you're not getting
You don't deserve it. Like, it's I am a fan of basketball. I love and I'm a fan of people putting in work. Like, what's Kobe going to do in the All-Star game? Run around and mess up his, get injured again? I don't wish that on anybody, but let's call the spade a spade. Every time I see Kobe out there, I looked at him last night play. You know, he got a couple buckets, but when I'm watching him play, he's visibly limping. Like, what favor are you doing? Put him in a game that doesn't mean anything, really, as far as, you know, wins and loss of the year. And he's just more wear and tear on a body that's already worn down. Like, let him show his face at the All-Star game. You know, all the All-Stars should honor him. Yeah, that's dope. He's done a lot for the league. But to let him take someone's spot that's worked hard, I remember seeing T-Mac play, like, 10 games one year. And because, you know, he had the heavy presence in China, the votes were horrifically high on him. Same thing with Yao Ming. And it's like, T-Mac is my fourth favorite player of all time. And I was mad then. Like, you're not about to tell me. Like, I understand the concept and everything. I understand you give them the send-offs to people who've done a lot. But, I mean, hey, I mean, I'm not sure, did Shaq get an all-star appearance at the end of his career?
But Shaq didn't make the announcement at the beginning of the season. That's the difference. Kobe let it be known.
Yeah, I guess. You know, you knew it was his last hurrah. I figured that. But, I mean, like, it is what it is. Like I said, I respect Kobe, and Kobe's number two shooting guard of all time. But I just think you have to earn any accolades. Hold on. You okay?
Anyway, in other news,
yeah.
I was watching American Crime. If y'all haven't checked that show out, definitely check that show out. It comes on ABC.
Uh-huh.
I work for ABC. Not for them, but I work for ABC. Shout out. Anyway, and I was watching, an episode, and dude was like, we've all had this moment where guys see a girl who's like, and girls see a dude that like me, like, yo, we cute. I'm cool with that. What my man said, I've never heard in the history of me hanging out with my people. My man was like, yo, she bad. And it's like, yeah, I can't wait to rape her. Word. I'm like, wait a minute.
What?
We just want to say this in context? When did we start doing this?
Maybe you should reevaluate some people you hang around with, sir.
Well, one, I said it on TV. I didn't say I was hanging with you going up.
Whether physically or virtually, you're inviting him into your home.
I can imagine like me and you sitting at the mall. Like, yo, she bad, bro. I'm like, yeah. Man, I can't wait to rape her. Wait, what? Like,
that would be you saying that, not me. I would never say that.
I know you would say that. But I'm saying, if this was said in the company of us, it'd be G check immediately, not like.
Exactly. I would be looking at you like, come on, B, what? Like, if you say that, like, yo, just get away from me.
Like, that just blew my mind. So I just wanted to watch American Crime. It doesn't, what I just said is not saying it wasn't applied at all. But it just threw me off. I'm like, really? They really just said that, and it's okay? I thought it was, like, borderline insane. So that's my take. But before we get up out of here, get our shout out game on, you know, I had to take a step back. Robbie in the school, he leaving. We were talking music. And some of the most important music that came out when we were in college. Now, Rob hasn't been at A&T for the same amount of time I have, so his list may be different. My list while I was at A&T is three albums or two albums in the mixtape that when it dropped, it was the soundtrack. I'm not talking like the hottest song, I mean like a body of work. My freshman, when Drake dropped Take Care, man. It was a magic time in my life. Like, so many of those songs I relate to, different stories. It was a beautiful time, man. I'll say, when Jerry got taken, that's probably the most important body of work. After that, sophomore year, and after all the way to sophomore year, when Kendrick dropped Good Kid, Mad City, took Canvas by storm, everywhere you went, we're playing it, we're using lingo, we're doing, like, little skits in the car, we're driving somewhere. It definitely took over. And then my junior year, when Migos dropped No Label 2, right around spring break time, it literally was everywhere. Everywhere you walk in, you were hearing a Quavo ad-lib, and you were just jumping around and dancing away. We weren't even dabbing yet. We were probably whipping and nae-nae around that time.
Wow.
Definitely, like, those are the three that shaped my collegiate experience. Don't get me wrong, there better albums that came out? Maybe. But I mean, albums that, like, when you heard it everywhere, Tennis Case, those are my three. What are yours?
Yeah.
And I get about it.
From me being at the tee?
Oh, yeah, you can do at the tee. The making of the A&T film. So, Addy Pride.
Yeah. Because, you know, like I said, when you started, I was still back at home. So, like I said, 2011, Watch the Throne. I mean, Innes in Paris was crazy. You know, so that was like once, you know, you first got into college. So that was a big, that album was always getting played, too.
Oh, definitely, man. I feel like I'm sharing everything, so.
So, yeah, man. I remember my girl who wasn't even my girl at the time. She used to be my girl. She went and bought me Watch the Throne. Oh, no. Stop. Let's go. Sign off. But, yeah, she bought it for me. So, you know, shout out to her. She knows who she is. You get no airtime. But, like I said, Drake, the take care was, I mean, I think that was big everywhere. You know. Everywhere, like I say, even back home, you know, when you were down there and I was back home, Take Care was big. So, and I'll go to last year and just, you know, say the Fetty Wap album. I mean, Fetty Wap had everything. You couldn't go anywhere without hearing Fetty Wap.
I don't know, because I feel like by the time Fetty dominated, I left school and you were there. So you,
yeah.
Fetty was buzzing my last semester, but I know by the time I came for Jiho, everyone was like, Fetty Wap, and then they was going crazy.
Exactly. Like, I think, yeah, like, you caught the, when he was, people were first catching wind of him, you know. And then, like I said, last semester, Fetty Wap was played heavy, you know. You know, it was, but I mean, then you could also say Dirty Sprite too. So, them
yeah,
two really dominated.
If I was in college when PS2 dropped, it would have been a beautiful thing.
Yeah, man, like I said, it was a close tie. I mean, Fetty Wap had so many singles. So he was getting played on the radio all the time, everybody's car. But, I mean, Future, just, I mean, everybody was playing that too. Like, it was just people playing on their phones, holding up to their ears. Like, this was high school, and we had the first, you know, go-go tape.
Definitely.
Yeah, those are big things.
Oh, yeah. Like, to me, those three, I can listen to those to the body of the work I mentioned, and it just takes me back to, like, a different space.
Mm-hmm.
I can be envisioning, like, me chilling, you know, with a girl or just vibing. Like, I don't know, walk around campus and, like, especially with Take Care, when I was in the club, I'm walking to the cab, I'm in my room just by myself thinking, throw Drake on me, like, I feel you, bro. So, yeah. I think you just said something slick, but it's all good. I ain't want to check you on that. I'm a good person. I'm a good person, man. But anyway.
That's very arrogant.
Before, it's not arrogant, it's true. Like, what? Get out of here. Before we get up out of here, any shout-outs
you want to give? Yeah, man. First of all, shout-out to everybody listening. Shout-out to the family, my pops, oldest brother. Shout out to all my teachers that are going to claim that they taught me, you know, in the future when I make it big. Like, yeah, I used to teach that guy. He never showed up to class, but he is my favorite student. You know, shout out to all the financial advisors at NAMT. You know, it took me a minute to get seen, but I handled all the things I needed to handle. And I just shout out to every student that's been back to school in the last week or two, whatever, to start this semester. You know, good luck, get great grades, and become what you want to be, if it's good.
All right, and let me see. First, shout out to my family and friends. Shout out to anyone who's listening. Shout out to Tori for these fire picks we about to unleash on you guys.
Definitely.
That. Shout out, like I said, to my people, man. Shout out to my girl Jamila. She got a job with the Braves. I told her, any Hank Aaron gear or Deion Sanders gear, you get eyelashes for
He's really campaigning for that.
I'm serious. Like, this isn't a game. you know, shout out to my people, man. Anyone who rock with me, I rock with you. I've been working 3 months. I got a good evaluation at work, man. My first evaluation that matters.
Let's go.
That was pretty dope. I was like, yeah, I'm dope.
CTC, cut the check.
That, man. Shout out to my man Tino, about to play his song, Everything That Glitter Ain't Gold. Shout out all these homies are my homies. I got to shout them out, man. Shout out my boy Evan, like Wale, Greatness. My boy Darius. My man Doug. Deontay. My boy Jeff. You know, Riley, 919. Shout out the squad. Mason Motors.
Squad.
Aggie Pride for our dad. 2015. The greatest shit ever. Period. Without a doubt, we're going to play this record.
Yeah.
We got to figure out if we're doing Tuesdays or we're going to do Wednesdays because of your schedule. But we'll figure it out.
You know.
Follow us on Twitter, @DapperJ for me, BobbyGeorge413 for Jim. And
yep.
We out, bro. Anything else?
Yeah, man. Another one. Peace.
I think I'm Big Daddy Kane. The way my girl changed swing. Money.
You know what you do to me. Find hurting it ain't too lovely. Everything ain't what it seems. And you know that, you know that, you know what you do to me. Find hurting it ain't too lovely. Everything ain't what it seems.
Other than you and this ass on my chest, tell me who could be us. Other than you, the fam and the crew, tell me who can I trust. I know that I'm a handful. I know this shit getting old. I don't really wanna let go, but everything that glitter ain't gold. dope. Hate that I waited till I was old to understand shit that I'm told. And now niggas' dreams way to go. Try to turn me into something I'm not. Yeah, have better luck finding Tupac. And while you're at it, you can bring back Big, so I can get a couple features and a Grammy. You know, baby, you know. You know what you do to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Pop out in any jewelry. Everything it was seems. But you know that.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
Wait till I get you on. I know what to make you moan. Oh. Body like $1 million. Her relationship cost a fortune. Her smile is so gorgeous. She talking about Porsches. Her heart cost a fortune. She on with the bread when she want the bacon. Guaranteed a good time anywhere you take. Shout it like the niggas with their wrists on. Bros ain't gotta wait at the door. VIP, maybe more. She want them bottles galore. New way she rolling that body. All eyes on her, that's for sure. You buy her something, she smile. You spend your last sugar wild. You know what you do to me. Find her in any jewelry. Everything it was easy. You know that. Till I get you on, I know what to make you moan. Oh, 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 oh. One thing for certain, two things for damn sure. She ain't fucking with no broke nigga. What you ask for? One thing for certain. Two things for damn sure. She ain't fucking with no broke nigga. Go with no money, gone, she gone too.